everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. I received an email last week from Lindsay, and she says, I have been listening to the Mormon Channel app on my iPhone for quite a while now. Because of certain trials and hardships in my life, I found the Enduring It Well series to be very comforting and uplifting. Thank you, Lindsay. We appreciate that, and we are glad that you're enjoying the Enduring It Well series. Later in her email, she begins to tell me her story. She says, I get to share my parenting journey with another mother. I am the stepmother of three beautiful and talented children. Fortunately, the natural mother is very much a part of their lives, and she and I have a very good relationship. However, there are many times when I get so frustrated with her parenting style and choices. She and I are two completely different people with completely different parenting styles and morals. I find myself judging, ridiculing, and thinking unkind thoughts about her on a regular basis. Last night was no different. In fact, a few things happened and I blew up, not to her, but to my husband. Because my husband and I have decided to keep the peace as much as possible so the children aren't affected, she actually has no idea how I feel inside and how much she drives me crazy. Anyway, I rattled off so many unkind things towards her, knowing full well I was in the wrong. She goes on to say that as she says her prayers that night, she asks for forgiveness and prays for help to know how to kick the habit. She said that while she was praying, the idea came to her mind to ask God to help her to know what she should specifically pray for to help her overcome this weakness of judging and gossiping. She says in her email, the thought immediately came to me to ask him how I can show love for her. What? I need to show love for someone that completely and totally drives me bonkers? I was flabbergasted, but it makes sense, right? We are counseled to pray for those who use us and treat us poorly. I knew right then that I needed to change my prayers at night and ask for help in loving her and showing love for her. She describes that later she says a silent prayer, thanking God for answering her prayers again and for gently reminding her of what she needs to do. I really love this story that Lindsay shared, and I appreciate her candor in sharing so many of the details with us. There is no rule book on how to be a parent, let alone how to be a parent when one of the spouses has been divorced. And I think that would be a really difficult situation. And there are others who are in this situation, either divorced or single or even just parenting in general. And I think there are several elements that we can all relate to her story, where maybe we disagree with someone or someone treats us unkindly. And how we handle it really is the question. As I was thinking about that, I was trying to think of a story that I could share that might give us all a little bit of encouragement and help as we are in these kinds of situations. And there are two stories that I'd like to share. Both are from President Uchtdorf. He is the second counselor in the first presidency of the church. And he gave these in General Conference, April 2010. And it's from the same talk. It's called You Are My Hands. And I'm going to play this first story for you now.
A story is told that during the bombing of a city in World War II, a large statue of Jesus Christ was severely damaged. When the townspeople found the statue among the rubble, they mourned about this statue because it had been a beloved symbol of their faith and of God's presence in their lives. Experts were able to repair most of the statue, but its hands had been damaged so severely that they could not be restored. Some suggested that they hire a sculptor to make new hands, but others wanted to leave it as it was, a permanent reminder of the tragedy of war. Ultimately, the statue remained without hands. However, the people of the city added on the base of the statue of Jesus Christ a sign with these words, "You are my hands." There's a profound lesson in this story. When I think of the Savior, I often picture him with hands outstretched, reaching out to comfort, heal, bless, and love. And he always talked with, never down to people. He loved the humble and the meek and walked among them, ministering to them and offering hope and salvation. That is what he did during his mortal life. It is what he would be doing if he were living among us today.
I really like that story. It's a good reminder that we are the Savior's hands and that he needs us to help him in his work of loving and caring for those around us. And I want to share with you the second story that President Uchtdorf shares in that same talk, and I'm going to play that for you now.
And Jewish legend tells of two brothers, Abraham and Zimri, who owned a field and worked it together. They agreed to divide both the labor and the harvest equally. One night, as the harvest came to a close, Zimri could not sleep, for it didn't seem right that Abraham, who had a wife and seven sons to feed, should receive only half of the harvest, while he, with only himself to support, had so much. So Zimri dressed and quietly went into the field, where he took a third of his harvest and put it in his brother's pile. He then turned to his bed, satisfied that he had done the right thing. Meanwhile, Abram could not sleep either. He thought of his poor brother Zimri, who was all alone and had no sons to help him with his work. It did not seem right that Zimri, who worked so hard by himself, should get only half of the harvest. Surely this was not pleasing to God, and so Abraham quietly went to the fields, where he took a third of his harvest and placed it in the pile of his beloved brother. The next morning, the brothers went to the field and were both astonished that the piles did look to be the same size. That night, both brothers slipped out of their houses to repeat their efforts of the previous night. But this time, they discovered each other. And when they did, they wept and embraced. Neither could speak, for their hearts were overcome with love and gratitude. This is the spirit of compassion, that we love others as ourselves, seek their happiness, and do unto them as we hope they would do unto us.
I really like this story of these two brothers putting their own needs and concerns aside and thinking about someone else. I'm just going to repeat the last line that he says that I just played for you when he said, "This is the spirit of compassion, that we love others as ourselves, seek their happiness, and do unto them as we hope they would do unto us." There are two messages that I want to leave you with today. Number one, we are God's hands, and he needs us to help him in loving and reaching out to others. And number two, the goal is to love others as we love ourselves. And I appreciate that story from Lindsay because I think that's a really great example of how we do it. It's tough to love those who are different or even unkind to us, but Lindsay sets a great example of getting on our knees and praying for help. And he will help us do his work. It's time to close today, but I thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with me, send me an email at mormonchanneldaily@lescchurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. And just a reminder, you can catch these episodes of Mormon Channel Daily if you miss them on one particular day. They're always archived on our website under Mormon Channel Daily. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day that I'd like to leave you with today is called Heaven's Fountain, featuring Terry White. Thanks again for being with us, and have a great day.
You did not give me every answer, and did not leave me to myself. Instead, you led to living water, where I drank straight from. Was not one among the thousands to partake of fish and bread. somehow I'm fed. Then it poured from heaven's fountain. I drank it up as it poured down. And I ate the bread of life like manna falling from the sky. And somehow
heaven's fountain.